And how would you greet a friend on December 25th?
How would you treat him?
Greet him.
Oh, greet him? A happy Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other expression you might use?
Well, Christmas gift, you know, a lot of times they do.
Okay, I've never heard that one before.
You know, and greetings.
Uh-huh. Fine. And if you had to carry a really heavy suitcase from one place to another, by the time you got there, you'd say, boy, I'm glad I don't have to this very far.
Carry this too far.
And what do you call a creature with a really hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its legs in and its head in.
Turtles.
And what about a similar creature that lives on land?
Oh, that's a gopher, isn't it?
I've never seen one, but several people have called it.
Yeah.
Have you seen them around here?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. Are they very large?
Not too large. Some of them are.
What about like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
A bit larger.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlin.
Okay, and are there insides of other creatures that can be eaten?
Like a gizzard or liver chicken?
Yeah. Do you ever call it liver and lights?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk, or albumen, the white albumen, the yellow yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Torso. The chest, whichever.
Okay. And do you have a name for a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
A raft.
And if it has a pointed front like that, does it make any difference what it's called?
I really don't know.
What about a square front?
A what?
A square front.
Yeah. There's a schooner, isn't there, that they use. And I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm not familiar with these either.
Oh, my little cousin in Jacksonville, they go out on a, and they built a raft, and they live on the water right on the riverfront, you know, and they just paddle up and down and fish.
Great. Yeah. And what do you call the covering for a pillow?
Ticking. A pillowcase, if that's
pillowcase.
What you mean.
I think that's what I meant. And if a woman's wearing a beads around her neck, you might say, that's a pretty what of beads?
Ornament.
Or a pretty what of beads?
String.
Uh-huh. Or any other way you might say it?
Yeah, but I can't think.
Fine. And if two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one really what the other?
Beat him up.
Is there a more expressive way you might say it?
Well, he walloped him, you know.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
The shin. No!
He got down on his...
All fours. On his heels, is that it?
Well, down like... If he's sitting down.
Haunches.
Like mm-hmm. And what are some words that mean a really stingy person?
Miser. Mm-hmm. Tightwad. Any number. Thank God.
Skinflint.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.